Here with what it says in the papers is Sinead Egan.
Building pressures and rental pressures are big news in this morning's papers. The Irish Examiner leads on the story that there are just 851 homes for rent across the country. Noel Baker reports that the findings of the latest Daft.ie quarterly rent report show that on May 1st this year, the number of available rental properties was down 77% year on year, while the Irish Independent leads on what it characterises as a black hole in housing, with more than 50,000 construction workers urgently needed if government is to meet targets on tackling the housing crisis. Philip Ryan writes that an unpublished report from the training agency Sullis has identified a significant lack of electricians, plumbers, painters, bricklayers and associated tradespeople. Also in that paper, Charlie Weston has the angle on the Daft report that rents rose by 12% compared to this time last year. Fine Gael TD Jennifer Carroll McNeill features across the papers this morning. She's photographed on the front of the Irish Examiner and the Irish Daily Mail outside the Dublin Circuit Court, where yesterday she read a victim impact statement at the sentencing hearing of Gerard Culhan from Glynn in County Limerick. He sent the TD sexually explicit videos and messages in 2020. Her victim impact statement is reprinted on page 5 of the Mail, describing the cold sense of dread she felt no matter where she was. "I don't like to admit it, but it rocked my personal life and my sense of security," she told the court. The investigation into the murder of 52-year-old Ballymun woman Lisa Thompson is the lead story for the Herald, and it's on the front of the Irish Daily Star and the Irish Sun. The Independent leads on a photograph of Sandra Collins, who vanished 22 years ago from Killala in County Mayo. Inside the paper, her brothers David and Patrick tell Catherine Fegan they believe they're now close to finding her body. 28-year-old Sandra was pregnant when she disappeared. Her brothers believe that an anonymous phone call received at Christmas was credible and that the information provided could lead to Sandra's remains finally being found. The Oireachtas Golf Society is back on the front pages this morning. The Examiner reports that its annual outing will return this August over 2 days, this time round in Killarney Golf Club. And on page one of The Independent, Hugh O'Connell reports that former Taoiseach Dick Spring has succeeded Donny Cassidy as president of the society, with retired judge Pat McCartan taking over from Noel Grealish as captain. Letter writers to the Irish Times continued to react to the full-page ads placed by Meta describing how smart glasses work. Dave Slater from Kilkee in County Kildare suggests that if Meta is so concerned about reassuring the public, perhaps it should consider designing its smart glasses so that what they are and what they do is unmistakable. And from new tech to old tech, there's much eulogising of the iPod in this morning's papers. Apple announced yesterday that it will cease production of the music player. This morning's editorial in The Examiner writes that all of the iPod's functions have been integrated into smartphones, which are more versatile, but in many ways less lovable. Concluding, the leader writer bids goodbye to the iPod and its many generations of siblings, promising that some of us will stay loyal to your memory and the thousands of hours of entertainment you delivered at the swipe of a finger.